let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The gripping mystery and suspense novel Miranda's Appeasement, If Your Heart Is Not Content, There Is No Peace, by Barbara Elmiers, is a fictional depiction of a true story. A pretty young woman, around 18, is abducted, beaten, raped, and left to die by four men. Physically, she survives, becomes a police officer in Atlanta, handles a case involving a child who was beaten and left to die. Something in her mind snaps. The past and the present suddenly collide. Barbara was born in Rodney, Ontario, worked as a developmental service worker, medical assistant for over 30 years with the Ministry of Community and Social Services. She felt compelled to write a story about an injustice that occurred to a young girl. That story, Miranda's Appeasement, If Your Heart Is Not Content, There Is No Peace. The author is Barbara Elmiers. She's our guest on This Week in America. Barbara, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, it's an honor to be here.
It is such an excellent book that you've written that really, well, one review calls it an emotional roller coaster. You touch all of the senses as we're reading this. You get us thinking. Let's talk, first of all, about the reason that you wrote this story. Why was this story important for you to write?
The story is important for me to put out this because a personal friend it happened to, and it happened quite a few years ago, but I talked to her, and I decided that it was okay, and it's very personal. And everything I say in the first part is truthful. It's all true. It's based on a true event. Now, part two and part three aren't. But I just wanted, to see if I can get some help. Or then when I start reading statistics, I thought, oh my God, that's quite a bit. So.
Yeah, the statistics are alarming, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. Did you want me to quote them, or?
Yeah, just give us some, because they are shocking, and it happens so frequently, I think we sort of become numb to it. But when we hear the numbers, the raw numbers, they really grip us.
Okay. In Canada, there are 460,000 sexual assaults a year. 33 are reported, 29 are issued. No, wait a minute.
Yeah, so many aren't reported.
12 can't the charges laid. 6 are prosecuted. 3 are given or are punished or and taken to jail, and 997 out of 1,000 walk out free.
That's just staggering, that the numbers. We're talking on the program today about the book Miranda's Appeasement, If Your Heart Is Not Content, There Is No Peace. Barbara Elmiers, the author, our guest on the program. Book's available at her website. I'll give you all the spelling on that here in a few minutes. It's also available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to the book. The main character that I talked about in the book, in the beginning of the program, is her name is Miranda.
Yes.
And talk about, Barbara, who Miranda is to you.
Miranda to me is, the way I think of Miranda is that, like, I think of everybody in the world. Any woman, anybody walking down the street, it doesn't matter one country, what state, there'll always be a Miranda. That's just the way it is,
Yes.
Miranda is whoever decides to attack this person. And it doesn't have to be one person. It can be. So to me, Miranda is susceptible to everybody.
The reviews on the book have been excellent, and I know besides telling a very compelling story that people will read and enjoy, because you have us rethinking a lot of our thoughts. It has us doing a self-examination. I know you also would like to help other people. Talk about that. How do you think the story will help others that that have been assaulted? Because as you've mentioned from the statistics, this happens far too frequently.
Yes. What was the question again?
Well, how do you hope the story will help others who've been assaulted?
If someone is close to you assaulted, you give them comfort, console them, and assist them, her, to find immediate help and be there for them to know that they are not alone and have the support of the police and the hospitals.
Barbara, you mentioned in the beginning why this book was important for you to write. I want to just talk about that for a second. This was a story that occurred years ago, yet it really stayed in your mind. I know there's great satisfaction now that you have the book out there, that you'll be able to shed some light on this. How satisfying is this for you now that the book's out there and people are discussing the various aspects, themes that you bring up, topics you bring up in the book?
I feel very good about writing the book, and I think that a lot of people that are going to get some very intellectual insight into it, and it makes me feel quite proud to put it out, because I feel like I'm helping or reaching out to someone.
Yes, you're using that ability that you have to write, and all the reviews have been glowing, to get out there a very strong message. The book is Miranda's Appeasement, If Your Heart Is Not Content, There Is No Peace, by Barbara Alamirs, and her website is barbaraalamirs.com, and Alamirs is Allemersch. And I'll do that again at the end of the program. We have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So if you go there, you can link on directly. And, of course, the book is available at Amazon as well. The name is Miranda's Appeasement. Let's talk a little bit about the emotions. What do you hope that we feel as we read the book, Miranda's Appeasement?
The emotions I hope that you will feel, or the reader to feel, is I want them to feel angry, I want them to be hurt, I want a certain hate and frustration to come out, and I want them to feel her devastation, how she must have felt. She was not in this world anymore. She felt misplaced or stigmatized, and she was, she didn't do anything wrong. But that's why I think she's an embarrassment. If people that knew her had it, they should be very embarrassed, even though she had no reason to be. That's the way society thinks.
Well, it is, and that sort of challenges us as we're reading the book. I tried to do sort of a synopsis of the book. If you had one sentence to describe the story of Miranda's Appeasement, what you hope we take away, what would that one sentence be?
That one sentence would state, why did you choose, this is the question, the best word to describe how the word appeasement was used, because it relieves the hurt, it soothes the soul, and makes the pain go away she was feeling. It puts her in a state of peace. She has to get from A and to B, which is the peace, and she has to do it on her own. But, she can have comfort and, support by other people. But
yes,
she needs to be at peace with herself and her soul and the world. She needs that, or she'll never get better.
If someone close to you was assaulted, how would you handle it? And from how you would handle that, as someone who's been very close to it and thought about this topic, it will help us, all of us going through a situation like that. If someone close to you is assaulted, how would you handle it?
Well, the first thing I do is see if they were all right. I'd use the cell and call the police station, and probably they'd bring out the ambulance, and just hold her or make her feel, that she's got somebody to shoulder to lean on. Because that's really important. When something like that happens, we feel all alone. And you know what? There could be a group of people surrounding, but you would still feel that alone. So having someone there hugging you or stroking your hair, that's just a sense of anyone would do that if they were, you know, like, it was good, you know, with intentions. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Barbara Ann Almears is our guest on the program. The book Miranda's Appeasement, If Your Heart Is Not Content, There Is No Peace, because so often people, too often, as you mentioned with the statistics, you find that you may know someone or be in that position, and you don't think clearly at that time. As you mentioned before, some of what you go through is guilt and embarrassment, and it's nothing that you have done. So it's so important to know where to go, what to do when that happens. The book was written in the USA and not in Canada. Talk about why you approached it that way.
Why the movie was made in the States?
Yeah, why was the book written in the U.S.? We talk about Atlanta and some of the locations here and not in Canada. Why did you choose to write it that way?
I chose to write it not in Canada because I wanted to make distance, and I didn't want a lot of people to connect to this girl that was the story. I want, you know, and so that's why I did it. Just to create the distance and give her, if anybody did read the story, they can really say, you know, well, that was so-and-so. So I just did it for distance and so that she could have a peace of mind that it was not in Canada. It's far from where it happened. And that's what I wanted, to create the distance.
What kind of reaction are you getting? I know that you had some scheduled book signings in Canada where you were face-to-face with people in talking about the book. The young lady, the friend that you had mentioned who the story is based on, what kind of reaction are you getting from her and from other readers?
Well, we have a little bit of agreement made, and she's okay with it. It brings back old memories, of course.
Yes.
But for other people, they're saddened. They feel empty. And I've had several people tell me that they had to finish the book because it stirred so many emotions in what they were doing, and it just brought out everything all at once, all the things that people were feeling. And I think that's really great that a book could do that, eh?
Well, and you're the author, so you're the one that made the book do that, to touch people in the ways that you have. Talk a little bit about the challenge and the process that you went through in writing this, because it is based on something that occurred, but you had to take the facts and make them into a relatable story, and you've added suspense through there. You touch all our emotions as we're reading it. Talk about the challenges of doing that as a writer, taking the story and personalizing it so we don't know the young woman involved in this, but it's relatable. We can relate to the story you're telling.
Well, it really didn't take that much to do that, but when you ask questions, I went to police stations you had to be saying, you know, it's someone I know, and be careful. And they say, well, would you want me to check it out? This happened 40 years ago. So a lot of people are reading it, and everyone that's read it wants to know who Miranda is. That is the biggest suspense or question that everybody has on their mind. Who is this woman? And of course, I can't tell, like, because it's a true story, but it's been made into fictional characters. So that's about that, you know.
Well, yes. What are your dreams and hopes for the book? What do you hope the reader takes away, and what do you hope that the impact will be of the book Miranda's Appeasement?
Okay.
Because it is making an impact. You read this book and it does get you thinking. What is your hope as the author of this book, that the your dreams and your hopes for the book?
My dreams and hopes for the book is that the story touches as many people as possible, and hopefully it will become a movie.
That would be, I think, the ultimate, and I could see this unfolding as a movie as you're reading it. A couple minutes left in the program. One review says, when the emotional ride of the story is over, this book will leave readers with a lot to think about, moral and ethical questions that don't have black and white answers. And I love that, because not everything is black and white. We don't like gray areas in life, do we? It's either black or white, and we find in reading the book our own personal feelings change as we're reading the storyline.
Yeah, that's very true.
And we'll get us all questioning. That's all part of the book, Miranda's Appeasement. You did such an excellent job with this book. Are you working on something else?
Yeah, I'm looking at another novel, but this is a true story. This isn't going to be fictional, any fiction in it. This will be a true story, and it might be, it might be something that I might have even experienced when I was a younger person, but a totally different concept. And I have to mention to you, I forgot to mention to you, that when I wrote the book, that, when I came to the places that were really mean, I had to do it that way because it was sadistic, I got a chill running down, up and down my spine, and chill on my arms, because it was so real and it was so intense. It was just like I was there.
Well, that's interesting, because I think that's what the reader experiences as they're reading through this book. So you were able to convey that through your words and the structure of your story, where people can feel this. And that's why so many people say, I start reading the story, I can't stop. It's a real page turner. I need to go on to the next page and find out what's going to happen. Not like I'm going to set it down for the night, because you really have us all hooked into to this world and what's happening. With us on the program has been Barbara Alamirs, and that's Alamersch. Her book is Miranda's Appeasement. If your heart is not content, there is no peace. The book's available at Barbara's website, which is barbaralamirs.com. Of course, it's available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to those links and get the information. Barbara, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. You've got me hooked on the idea for the second book now, so let us know how you're coming with that. We'd love to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Okay, thank you very much. Like I said, it was a great honor.
Well, it was a pleasure to have you on, talking about a very important topic that Barbara discusses in her book, Miranda's Appeasement. If your heart is not content, there is no peace. Information available, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after we pause for these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.